Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
NFL Draft Day is here. The festivities get underway in Detroit at 5 o'clock Arizona time with the Chicago Bears on the clock, followed by the Washington Commanders, New England Patriots, and the Arizona Cardinals, who currently own the 4th overall pick. Cardinals also right now in possession of the 27th pick of the first round, one they acquired from the Houston Texans on draft night a year ago. General manager Monty Austenford, his staff, and the war room will be busy as they currently have 6 of the first 90 selections in this weekend's draft. Not only will we have coverage all day, be sure to join us for Arizona Sports 2024 NFL Draft Special starting at 4 o'clock. Live from the BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. We'll be out amongst the masses.
Yeah.
And speaking of masses, yeah, it's all hands on deck today here
at
Arizona
Sports.
Everybody
involved.
Yes, it is. The Detroit Lions, before draft day, extended the contracts of two of their star players on Wednesday. They give Amon-Ra St. Brown, their wide receiver, a 4-year extension worth $120 million, and Penei Sewell, 4-year, $112 million deal. St. Brown's deal includes $77 million guaranteed, which, for the time being, is the most for any receiver in the NFL.
For the time being.
He had 119 catches for 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns for the Lions, who made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. Elsewhere, not a surprise, but the Cincinnati Bengals picked up the fifth-year option on 2025 on wide receiver Jamar Chase's contract, an option that will pay him $21.8 million. He's in line for a new contract. He's going to be the guy that breaks St. Brown's guaranteed money mark. The Steelers will not do the same with the contract of recently acquired quarterback Justin Fields, by the way. No surprise there either. The D-backs' perplexing offensive showing continues in a 5-1 loss to the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Perplexing in that they scored 14 runs on 15 hits on Tuesday night and followed it up with a flat 1-run on 6-hit performance on Wednesday. D-backs led 1-0 from the first inning through the fifth, but the Cardinals got 2 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh, 2 more in the eighth to win the game, and they take 2 of 3 in the series. Jordan Montgomery pitched well. He went 7 innings, allowed 2 earned runs on 6 hits, but unlike his first start in San Francisco, didn't get any run support. Off day today, D-backs road trip continues tomorrow night in Seattle against the Mariners with Zach Gallen scheduled to pitch the opener against George Kirby. Suns ramping up for Game 3 of their first-round Western Conference playoff series against the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow night and trying to get into the win column after dropping the first two games in Minneapolis. Lots of Suns consternation, both locally and nationally.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, last night in the NBA, only 2 playoff games on the slate. The Miami Heat started off the night with a big Game 2 upset of the Boston Celtics, 111-101 at TD Garden. The Heat hit a playoff franchise record, 23 three-pointers. Tyler Hero, Caleb Martin, Bam Adebayo combined for 66 points in the win. That series is knotted up at 1-1 going to South Beach. Oklahoma City routed New Orleans 124-92 in Game 2 of their series at Paycom Center. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33. Chet Holmgren 26 for OKC. They are up 2-0. 3 games in the NBA playoffs tonight. Game 3 in Orlando. Magic hosting Cleveland down 0-2. I'd like to give a shout-out to the television executives who decided to put this whole series on NBA TV because it's been a complete crap.
Complete crap.
That tip is at 4 o'clock. 4:30, it's Knicks 76ers Game 3 in Philly on TNT. The Knicks shooting for a 3-0 series lead there. And the nightcap in L.A. with the Lakers hosting Denver at 7 o'clock on TNT. The Nuggets hold a 2-0 series lead in that series. Naz Reid of the Timberwolves named the sixth man of the year. He wins the John Havlicek Trophy. They gave all the trophies names now. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
I'm surprised he won it, quite honestly. He's a good player. In a very close vote, Malik Monk of Sacramento got second.
Yeah.
I thought he would have won it.
How about Havlicek? How about Havlicek?
Well, you got your wish there, Mad Dog. The now former Arizona Coyotes hockey team members were all in Utah for a welcome event at Delta Center in Salt Lake City on Wednesday. Team owners Ryan and Ashley Smith hosted the event for a packed arena. The unnamed team will play its home games there starting in the fall after a whirlwind move from Arizona that was completed last week. Ryan Smith got all dressed up, by the way, which for him means he took off his backwards hat. But he still had a t-shirt on. The franchise also released the 8 finalists for the name of the team. The options include the always glitzy Utah Hockey Club. And honestly, that's one of the best options on the table.
Oh, no.
Did you see this list of names?
Run it by me.
Yetis.
I like Yetis.
Mammoth. Blizzard. Ice. Really? Let's name the team Ice. Woo!
The Mammoth and the Yeti are not bad, though. They're sort of unique. I like anything that's
like
covered
Yeti.
In hair.
Yeah. Color, of course you do. Yeah.
They're going to name the team the Jarretts.
Hey, creativity is not their strong point. Their college team are the Utah Utes.
ASU President Michael Crow was reportedly ready to present Graham Rossini to the Arizona Board of Regents as his choice to be the school's athletic director. But according to Chris Cartman of SunDevilSource.com, there is pushback from donors on the choice due to the fact that Rossini is an internal choice. Considering all the athletic department strife, Rossini has been serving as the executive senior athletic director and chief business officer since September. So Graham Rossini is basically front office speak for June Jones in ASU vocabulary.
It's internal.
And there's a lot of backlash to the Herm Edwards show cause penalty and the $4.4 million he skated away with. Yeah, there's a lot of people not happy with Michael Crow.
Rightfully so. ASU Hoops losing a transfer, gaining another. Jemiah Neal now officially a member of Creighton. He's transferring there after averaging 11 points per game for the Sun Devils in his junior season. How about this? This is where we are in the transfer portal. ASU got a commitment from guard Austin Nunez, who is transferring from Ole Miss, who transferred to Ole Miss from ASU.
Oh, boy.
Now we got guys coming back to the school they started at.
That's unbelievable.
The Arizona Wildcats get the services of Oakland transfer Trey Townsend, a 6'6 forward who averaged 17 points and 8 rebounds per game for the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland, who upset Kentucky in the NCAA tournament.
You know what would be cool about a transfer portal? If you went into a transfer portal as an athlete and you saw a number that they were going to pay you, but you didn't know what school. Like renting a car from one of those discount services and you don't know the carrier until you book it. Make some mystery to the portal. Like the players know they're going to get that money, but they don't know where the roulette wheel is going to stop.
Oh, my God.
You're going to North Dakota State.
Exportial.com.
Right.
I'm getting a Mercedes and 50 grand.
Jared likes my goofy ideas. I can't believe he doesn't like this one.
I do like. Well, also, I was what if they made them sign like a 2-year contract? You had to stay at least 2 years if you transfer to a school. Unless you go to the NBA or the NFL. I don't know. It's too crazy right now.
Oh, I like Vic's idea
better. My idea's better. Go into the portal. You don't know where you're going to land. It's like a time tunnel.
It's like a blind date.
Exactly.
You get spit out at Bowling Green.
Exactly. Well, yeah. So you wanted to leave Tempe, huh?
Man, look at this car. It's awesome, but I'm playing for Appalachian State.
Exactly.
No offense to the Mountaineers that might be listening.
Of course.
Yeah, there you go.
My God, West Virginia.
Oh, there's your splash for Thursday, April 25th.